Well, Les, you, you've been writing and researching for Sports Illustrated for a number of years. Tell us just how surprising it was once you began to go into depth about what this phenomenon was. Just how real and just how surprising was it? All the different relationships, all the different phenomena, and the crazy things that are happening behind the scenes and sometimes in all two public venues around the country.
I started looking at this, Nick, because of experiences that my wife and I had with our two sons as they were going through youth sports and then playing football and swimming, the two of them, in college. And when I presented some of these incidents to my editors at Sports Illustrated, we thought that we should try to put together a fairly major article on these issues. And what we found was a situation in which, just as Dr. Jacobs said, and just as Fred has pointed out so wonderfully in his work, that parents, and to some extent coaches, but parents seem to think they can do whatever they want at their children's games. They ordinary boundaries that would stop you from yelling or screaming or threatening somebody somehow disappear when a parent goes to a child's baseball game or football game or hockey game or soccer game. They somehow feel like they have a license to say whatever they want. They find themselves attacking a teenage umpire at a baseball game. They find themselves arguing with each other. In my work at Sports Illustrated, I've reported on easily a couple of dozen incredibly violent episodes involving parents at their children's games. And there's all sorts of factors at work. The most amazing thing to me was, as we worked on this, whenever you would interview one of the parents afterwards, they didn't feel bad about it. They thought this was something that they ought to do. That was the most discouraging thing. The most encouraging thing was some of the things that Fred has done with his organization, and that, as you mentioned, Nick, is introducing parents at the beginning of the season to these issues, getting them to pledge that they will behave. That makes an amazing difference in all of these leagues. That is really the best development of all, this kind of a mini movement that Fred has initiated.